You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hello, listeners and viewers. Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Gritt, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. We've got an AMA episode for you. Ask me anything. If you want your question asked, go to thanksforvisiting.me. In the upper right-hand corner is a red button that says
Ask. A big old red button.
Ask TFE. And you record your voice, and we will put it here in the podcast, and we will answer your question if, you know, if we're excited to answer it. Okay, yeah. So with that, we actually have Holly, who is a member of HBMM, and she actually does have some group coaching opportunities, but we really love this question that she submitted. She submitted two, but we were going to answer this one because we thought this would be great for all of you listeners out there to hear the discussion around it. Here we go.
Sarah and Annette, it's Holly with another question on a totally different topic I have. Again, eco-friendly rentals. And as I said, it was just amazing to meet you. But the second question is, you know, as I look at my business, do I take on a partnership? There's just so many questions. A lot of people are very anti-partnerships that I'm finding. And so I'm just wondering, I keep hearing your all story that you met at City Hall and now 3 years later, have this amazing business. But I would love if you have a podcast to forward that on to me or to do a podcast on your all story of, you know, what it took to really dial down, like how many meetings did you have to find out, you know, if you would be good partners. I know that you mentioned at one point you met with your lawyer and really walked through some questions for that to like outline the partnership. What if, you know, what if this happens versus that happens? But yeah, I would just love to hear a more full story of how you all went about creating this amazing relationship and pointers for those of us that are considering it. Thank you so much.
I'm going to get real woo-woo on everyone real quick. And I don't do woo-woo. You can ask me.
Yeah. What are you going to say?
I will never forget how many times before I met you that I put it out there that I wanted someone to come into my life who I could just sink my teeth into something and nerd out on it and be consistent with it and just have fun, but just like work really hard at this thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know who it was, but I just knew.
You manifested me?
I think I did.
By the way, Holly, it was wonderful to meet you in person. We had a chance to meet some of our lovely members in Dallas, Texas. You all know who you are. It was a lovely dinner out. And we can't wait to see everyone in Las Vegas. If you haven't had a chance to buy your ticket, come hang out with us. But let's talk about this amazing question that Holly asked. And it's funny, Sarah and I get this question a lot. Not like, they're like, how'd you guys meet? How'd you partner? And then they're like, do you fight? And I'm like, that's such an interesting question. I don't think
your answer always is though. You always say like, she might fight with me in her head.
And I'm like, Sarah might fight with me in her head, but I don't know about it. But here's the deal. Here's two really important things. Number one, is exactly what you said, Holly. We have a partnership agreement. You know, we do have everything down on paper. We have, if there was something, you know, if things were to go astray, like what would happen and what those votes would look like. And I think just that document alone makes us feel really solid.
Let's be real honest about that document real quick.
Okay.
We have to look at the date. It is 2022. I bet you we created that document in 2021.
Right.
Beginning of 2021, which means all I'm saying to you listeners is
we didn't do it like the second day we met.
No. So we started the podcast and we can share that story in just a moment, but we started the podcast. We didn't have the grandiose plans of growing it to like where we now want to take it to. Mm-hmm. We just knew we wanted to get together and talk about this topic that we love.
And help more hosts.
And we felt that traction happening. And then we were like, you know what?
Yeah.
We should put this on. It was almost like, you know what? Do you want to get married? is what it was. But like business married.
Yeah, for sure. And we also did a personality test, predictive index. That has been really lovely to understand each other. But what Sarah said at the beginning is like both of us were just, I can be completely honest. I am not a loner. I'm not a solopreneur. That just doesn't get me fired up. I've always been like, I played sports. I was in the band. And like, I've always been a part of a quote unquote team. I've always loved working with other people. And so that's one of those things, know thyself. Mm-hmm. And so if you are someone that is not going to be able to work with other people, don't work with other people. I have heard horror stories there, but like, I am very much a team player. And like, I also like, when I have accountability, not that I'm not accountable to myself, but like when Sarah and I say we're going to do something, we do it. Like that's kind of, that is just our personalities. But really, we come back to our goals all the time. Like we write stuff down. Another thing is we have had some sort of mentor or coach pretty much since the beginning. Very soon after we got together, we decided to invest in ourselves and equally invest in our business. And so I will say that has been something that has been great for us is we've been even Stevens. Like if there was ever an investment, like Sarah made an equal investment, I made an equal investment. Because I will tell you, I have been a part of organizations where there was more of a financial investment in one partner than the other. And it was kind of lopsided. I'm not going to lie about that. So that's one thing about our relationship and our business is we've been very equal in time and money. And so that has helped keep things equal. But man, I what Sarah said is like just getting out there and meeting people and like, you know, talking to them through the partnership, like having those meetings about, you know, what you want to do and what you want to achieve are very, very important.
And I remember not playing, you know, quote unquote, I'm going to like parlay this to like a relationship, you know, you have with a spouse or a life partner, but like to give you a little bit of our story. So I moved to Columbus, Ohio. I didn't know one soul except for a girl I met on Instagram. Her name's Catherine. And I was like, Catherine's also a short-term rental host. And I just was like, this girl, she gets my life, right? But Catherine had other things going on and just like other plans. And I really didn't know anybody. And I wanted someone who was also in the same part of life with me who was ready to pivot in some way, shape, or form. I think Catherine had the wherewithal of like being like, you know what? This girl, Annette, would be a good match for you.
Yeah, we had a match.
Because you were also pivoting in your life at that time. Yep. So that was just really nice synergy. Yeah. And so when Annette sat down next to me at city council meeting, very on purpose, like she knew who I was before I knew she was.
I did. I stalked Sarah on Instagram.
But I will say, when you sat down next to me and you gave me your business card and then listen, everybody, I emailed her when I got home and she did not email me back for like what felt like months. Cause I was like, is this my person?
And by the way, that's why I have a virtual assistant that helps me with my emails now so I can stay on top of them. Just joking.
Well, but she didn't get back to us. I remember telling Nick, we were living in our RV, an RV park in Columbus, Ohio, because that's where I was at that point in my life. That's another story. And I was like, this girl won't email me back. And so I remember following up. I forget how we finally did, but it wasn't right away.
No, I asked you to be on my podcast.
I know, but we had to like actually meet up for you to ask me that.
I don't know.
I think I just emailed you again. I don't know, but I didn't rest until I got a hold of her because I just had this feeling. But we didn't have this big business plan when we first met.
Yeah.
We did dream though.
Yeah. But my other encouraging thing for everybody is don't overthink it also.
Right.
Like you can always pivot if things don't work out. Once you have that plan, there's a way to always dissolve any relationship. I think everybody knows that. So also don't be so fearful that there's going to be this horror story that you don't lean in and try something.
Yeah.
So you can, listen, if you're buying a house with somebody, you can always sell the house. You can always buy them out. Listen, there are options. So I do want to suggest don't overthink it. Go into a partnership. If things go south, it's just part of it's a
life.
Lesson. It's learning and you can move forward with it. And so I'm just a firm believer in that. I've had a lot of things. I'm like, oh, this is going to be forever. Wrong. And so I don't fear them as much anymore. It's just time to pivot, move on to the next thing.
Well, like you said, Holly was like, there's a lot of people who say don't do partnerships. And honestly, there's no rules in life like that. Mm-hmm. That would be like saying like, don't do this. Don't have kids, marry. Don't. You got to do you. And I think like you said, know thyself. Something that we did do very early on, this was a you call, Annette, which I appreciate, was the personality test. Because we saw right off the bat that we were incredibly compatible in terms of our work ethic.
Right.
We weren't the same person. You were the yin to my yang. And we got very excited about that. And it took me a while to learn. I'm not going to lie. Like, I wanted to make sure that she was my only friend in Columbus at the time. And I wanted to make sure that I was, because I have a very strong personality. Control freak.
Very strong. Just
and I wanted to be a good, you know, podcast partner to Annette. And so I knew that I had to check myself, but knowing my personality and then knowing Annette's personality and knowing how those personalities can thrive, but also how they could fall apart. I did a lot of work on myself whenever I opened my mouth or did something that I was thinking about Annette too. Not just me.
And I think that's the other important part too, is sometimes you don't want to partner with someone that's just like you.
No.
Because you've got to make sure that there's different strengths, because that's going to help you excel also. I know there's actually a couple of different listeners that have asked us specifically about partnership and really just, and be open and honest also. But man, it's so much fun to have success with someone. Like, I want to share in all of that. I don't want to do life by myself in that respect. So it's just, it's fun to be able to share that.
But if you do, I'll never forget, I don't know if you listeners, because a lot of you like short-term rentals, you also might like marketing. If you listen to Amy Porterfield, I love her podcast, but I'll never forget the day that she was like, because she likes doing it by, like, she is the only person in terms of like, who's making decisions in her business. And I remember one day she said that, she was like, I cannot work in partnership with someone else. So she's got a team and I'm sure she's a great—
But she started with a partner.
She did. It didn't go well.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. I think you, no matter what, start whatever you want to do with a partner, without a partner.
Because
you never know what's next. So you've got to get started.
You got to do it. And and take risks, you know, be calculated, like do some things to like see if you can make the best decision possible. But you're never going to know until you do it.
And move fast. Know you're going to make failures and just have that packed with your partner.
And have fun. Yeah. I hope that answered the question, Holly. That was another long one kind of. But especially in real estate, that can happen. Because it's an expensive investment, especially short-term rentals. But like Annette said, it's like have that operating agreement, black and white, in place. Ask the uncomfortable questions. Get them written down. And if the uncomfortable questions already make things weird, you probably don't want to be in a partnership with them anyway. So don't be afraid. All right. Anything else you want to add?
That's it. Thanks, Holly. We appreciate you.
Good question. I am Sarah Karakane.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.